Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Our contemporary reading this morning comes from The Orchid Thief by Susan Orlean. There's a certain orchid that looks exactly like a certain insect. So the insect is drawn to this flower, its double, its soulmate, and wants nothing more than to make love to it. After the insect flies off, it spots another soulmate flower and makes love to it, thus pollinating it. Neither the flower nor the insect will ever understand the significance of their lovemaking. I mean, how could they know that because of their little dance, the world lives? But it does. By simply doing what they're designed to do, something large and magnificent happens. In this sense, they show us how to live, how the only barometer you have is your heart, how when you spot your flower, you can't let anything get in your way.
Ancient civilization and every religion all metaphorically describe the voice of the divine coming through thunder and lightning. If you think about ancient art structures, photos, you will think about it a little bit. You'll remember thunderbolts throughout pictures, particularly with gods. We often describe these insights as sudden flashes, seeing the light, rocking my world, or as I shared with the children this morning, those wow moments in our lives. One of the things I do know is storms in our lives can make way for this insight, for these wow moments, like when we see the sun radiating in a clearing or on a lake. It can be offer us direction, help us negotiate life's path, and see our unique place in the world. Our Lenten journey of discernment and introspect invites us to open our senses in the midst of the storm. So, our scripture this morning came from Job, and you might recall, Job was a righteous man. He was blameless, righteous, and he honored God. And he gets into a situation not of his own making. God and Satan make a bet, and Satan, the accuser, insists that Job is only righteous because of God's regard of Job. God continues to hold on to the fact that Job is exactly who Job presents himself to be. Then a great deal of pain, injustice, and suffering occur. And if you know the book of Job, you remember that Job's friends try to figure out what Job has done wrong to cause this horrible disease that has occurred. When we get to part of our text, that is the voice of a fourth new friend who shows up. And Elihu says to all these men, "You don't get it. There are many, many things that God does that we don't understand. Stop acting as if yourself are God and you know everything." The truth of the matter is, we don't. And let me ask you, what is one reality that neither Job nor the friends, nor Elihu, by the way, know? What's the one thing that we know that they don't? Of course, it relates to Job's circumstances in the book. It's what begins at the very beginning of the chapter that none of these men can factor into why God is bringing suffering to Job's life. But it's the only reason we are aware of that God is sending the suffering. We know that Satan challenged God. No one else knows about that. God's ways and God's reason for doing what God does are oftentimes beyond our knowledge. Case in point, Satan rolls into Job's suffering. You see, as humans, we make a lot of big wrong assumptions. You see, we think that if we are wise and good, then God's justice is success and reward. And that if you are evil and stupid, then God's justice is disaster and punishment. But that assumption is not actually true. God's ways are not our ways. Which kind of brings us to this whole understanding of how we perceive the divine, the fact that oftentimes thunder and lightning have been used. And when these storms occur, we oftentimes use this idea that there are thunderstruck moments that occur as the storms roll through. I often think of them as God nudges. I think God nudges us with these thunderstruck, wow, ah moments. And it reminded me of a story that I'm going to share called Two Boats and a Helicopter. You've probably heard it. A storm descended on a small town, and the downpour soon turned into a flood. And as the waters rise, the local preacher kneels in prayer on the church porch, surrounded by water. By and by, one of the town folks comes up the street in a canoe. "Better get in, preacher. The water is rising fast." "No," says the preacher, "I have faith in the Lord. He will save me." Still, the waters rise. Now the preacher is up on the balcony, wringing his hands in supplication, when another guy zips up in a motorboat. "Come on, preacher, we need to get you out of here. The levee is going to break any minute." Once again, the preacher is unmoved. "I shall remain. The Lord will see me through." After a while, the levee breaks and the flood rushes over the church until only the steeple remains above the water. The preacher is up there, clinging to the cross, when a helicopter descends out of the clouds and a state trooper calls down to him through a megaphone, "Grab the ladder, preacher. This is your last chance." Once again, the preacher insists the Lord will deliver him. And predictably, he drowns. A pious man, the preacher goes to heaven. After a while, he gets an interview with God and he asks the Almighty, "Lord, I had unwavering faith in you. Why didn't you deliver me from that flood?" God shakes God's head. "What do you want from me? I sent two boats and a helicopter." How often do we miss God's nudges, thunderstruck moments, or only see them after the fact? How often do we make assumptions about God and God's behavior? Remember when we started this series, we talked about the benefits of being in the dark woods. For the last several weeks, we've been asked to shed things that might be holding us back. You might remember we wrote on dissolvable paper and let it disappear into the water. Then we wrote out our fears and our worries, and we literally nailed them to the cross. All of this is in preparation or preparing to receive a God nudge, a wow moment, a thunderstruck moment. I don't believe there's a special season or a place where God shows up. I do know when we let go of our certainty, open ourselves to the possibility that the unknown contains, a new possibility or direction from God, those thunderstruck moments occur. So this week, I'm going to invite you to take a moment and think about a thunderstruck moment, a wow moment, an aha moment in your life. And grab your little book and kind of write it down. I know I said leave them in the pews, and then our custodial group just generously cleaned up the pews. We're going to try leaving them in the pews again this week because we're going to be using them next week, and they're there for you to take notes and thing. But I'm going to give you a couple minutes to think of that thunderstruck, that awe, that wow moment in your life. Take a couple notes, and then here comes the dangerous part. I'm going to ask you to share with someone. I know I'm going to let you loose a little bit. Take just a minute or two. You don't have to tell the story. Tell about that sense or that experience, that awe experience, as opposed to what happened with a person around you. And as we do this, I'm going to just invite Yushi to play just a little quiet music as we think about God's presence through people, through nature, through incidents and experiences. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.